Pope Francis has called on European nations to put humanitarian principles ahead of national interests to confront the refugee crisis in the Middle East and Europe. Activists in the United States want to remind the Pope that internal politics and gridlock here have produced a humanitarian crisis for migrant families in America. 100 women, many of them undocumented immigrants, are walking 100 miles to Washington, D.C. this week to draw attention to America's broken immigration system and deliver a message for the Pope's visit to the U.S. Takeaway correspondent Todd Zwillick has been walking with these women in northern Maryland. Their sturdy new shoes, 20 miles into the trip, he says, will have a few more miles on them by the time they get inside the Beltway.
I'm standing alongside the Heritage Trail. This is an old abandoned railway bed that's now a recreational trail in rural Maryland. We're about 8 or 9 miles south of the Pennsylvania border in the country. I'm with about 100 women, well, maybe about 100, it's hard to tell exactly, marching 100 miles from Pennsylvania all the way down to Washington, D.C. to meet Pope Francis when he's in town. These women, many of them are recent migrants themselves. Many are undocumented. Some are American citizens, but they're here, they say, to bring attention to the lives and the families of immigrants, to what they go through to get here, to their economic situations. And really, many of them say, just to their humanity.
I'm in pain, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I miss my family, I miss my son, I miss my husband. But this is our suffering, this is what we carry, this is our story. So if we don't show it, they're never gonna see it and they're never gonna hear it. That's why I'm walking 100 miles. My name is Esmeralda Dominguez, I'm from Denver, Colorado. I was born in Mexico. I'm an American citizen born outside the U.S. My husband is undocumented. I have a special needs child, and I'm also cancer survivor for stomach, and I'm facing bone cancer right now.
Is there a danger now that your husband will be deported? Is there a danger that you'll be separated?
Yes. He's my caretaker. He's my everything. He's the one that provides, you know, care for me while I'm home, you know, doing my chemotherapy. He's my main support. He takes care of not just me, but my child. He also, you know, he's an active member of the community. So it is, you know, danger. It's affecting me because without him, I don't have anybody else to turn to.
People should open their hearts, like the Pope said, and understand that immigrants are human beings that deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And we are just looking for an opportunity, and we just want to live in peace with our families.
My name is Rosie Carrasco. I'm from Chicago, and I'm part of the Organized Communities Against Deportations, OCA.
I was told that you're undocumented yourself.
Yes.
You're not afraid of having a clash with the authorities, or are you?
I learned from my daughters that you do not have to be afraid. You have to be strong. You have to let people know that we are here, that we are part of this community, and we are living here. There must be a solution. Instead of hate, it should be open the doors to immigrants that already are living here. We already are working. We have our houses. We have our children. We have our families.
Mi nombre es Ana Cañengues y vivo en Utah. Para mí fue muy difícil tomar.
I've lived here for 13 years. Well, more than 13 years. For me, it was really hard to make that decision of migrating, especially because my children were very young. But it was what was necessary because I couldn't make enough money back in my country for their food. So after 8 years that I was able to finally be with my children again, and I thought I was finally gonna be able to enjoy this country, we began a new stage in our lives. Because we entered into the immigration system. When I had to leave to Mexico to look for my two children, and I was fighting for them because they were in a detention center for children in Mexico. And when I was able to have them back with me, and we started our way up here. We were lost in the desert with my children for 3 days, and I had to call Border Patrol to rescue us. And this is when a horrible nightmare began, and this odyssey of having to fight for 3 years against deportation.
And is everyone safe now from deportation? Are you in a more comfortable place now?
No sé cómo.
So I don't know how to respond right now. I'm a little bit more at peace because of the announcement by President Obama in November about executive action. It's the only thing that could save me from deportation.
You walked 3 days in the desert with your children. I've been asking everybody else if they're prepared to walk 100 miles through a nice shady forest. I think for you, this walk is nothing.
Sí,
Yeah, so I know that in that moment it was really hard, and the reason why I did it was to make my life and my children's lives safer. But now that I'm doing this pilgrimage, I walk with a lot of faith and a lot of hope, because now I have some very powerful reasons, and in this pilgrimage, in search of a lot of dignity, and in search of making sure that our stories get to the Pope in Washington, D.C.
It seems that for you, the way this debate turns out in this country could actually decide, perhaps, whether you and your family stay or have to go.
Absolutamente.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why we're here. This is why I'm here. For my family, for myself, for the 11 million undocumented people, and for all the women that are suffering because of this broken immigration system.
Takeaway correspondent Todd Zwillick reporting from Northern Maryland, just south of the Pennsylvania border. To see photos of the women on their march, visit thetakeaway.org.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.